Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last week, we began to discover within the New Testament books of Matthew and John that God is our confidence. And my introduction to God being the source of our confidence, as given to us in the life of Christ, took some time. The Bible takes time to teach, or at least to teach well. Serious time must be given to really understand what God's Word is saying to us, and background was necessary before we plunge into the dynamic interaction between Jesus and his disciples as he taught them how to be confident. So just by way of review, let me remind you of my two major introductory comments. First, I define confidence as reliance on Jesus Christ. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Another way to say this is, God gives his confidence to Christians through Christ. But you might say, wait, I am not a Christian. So if confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ, and if God gives his confidence to Christians through Christ, then don't I need to first believe Christ? Don't I have to accept this man Jesus before I can receive God's confidence? Before I can say along with you that God is my confidence? Well, yes, I completely agree. This is exactly what you have to do. And so, as always, I urge you to believe in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Christ. That is why my second introductory comment was this. By confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really pride. I am not giving a free radio seminar on how you can be confident. This is not self-help radio. This is not at all about how you, in your own strength, can have confidence, or that somehow I am about to land you with some amazingly insightful tip that made me a more self-confident person, and now you can be confident too. This is not about me. This is not about you. This is about God. What does God do for us that transforms us into confident women or men? And I submit to you that what God does is he gives us Jesus Christ. And then through reliance, through depending on him, we grow in confidence. And one key passage we looked at last week was 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. In that section, the Apostle Paul writes, "Such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." 2 Corinthians 3, 4 and 5. And we talked about the emphasis there on God and Christ. And so, yes, to be a truly confident man or woman, in the biblical sense of confident, it is essential that your life revolve around Jesus. Do you acknowledge Jesus as the Lord and Savior from sin in your life? If not, I pray you'll reach out to me today through email or by sending me a letter and let me know you'd like to talk more about how to do that. The email, mark@godisministry.org. The mailing address, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. As Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3 says, put no confidence in the flesh. Put no confidence in the flesh. Meaning, put your confidence in Jesus, not in yourself. And I ask you to give up your pursuit of being a more self-confident person and instead to find confidence from reliance on Christ. Please do so today. Do not delay. And now let me set the context by also reminding you that last week we met the disciples, Jesus' first followers, Peter and John. And I drew out of the passages in Matthew chapter 4 and John 1 two lessons on the kind of confidence Jesus gave to these two fishermen. The first was that in order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet with him more than once. In order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet with him more than once. And the second was, Jesus made Peter and John confident because Jesus bent down to their level. Same with us. Jesus bends down to our level. Jesus seeks us out as common, ordinary, everyday people. Jesus comes to us from God and chooses us and instills in us confidence as we respond to his call to follow me. I'll pick up here in the Bible in a moment as we move on. With that as an introduction, let's turn back in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. I want to set the interaction between Jesus, Peter, and John in your mind. I'm reading now Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and Jesus called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Admittedly, here Jesus calls and four men respond positively to Jesus' call and follow him. The four men are two sets of brothers, they're blood brothers. And their names are Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. But I want to draw out Peter and John from the text for the purposes of our conversation on confidence. It is true that Jesus instills confidence in all his disciples, both then and now. And we could spend weeks going disciple by disciple, seeing how Jesus does that specifically for each one. But our time and attention spans are short. So would you mind if we trace confidence first in the lives of Peter and John? And once again, remember what we have already learned. First, in order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet with him more than once. Well, Peter and John have met Jesus at least once prior to this encounter in Matthew 4. I showed you that last week in John chapter 1. Second, Jesus made Peter and John confident because Jesus bent down to their level. The two men are uneducated, untrained, dirty and stinky fishermen working on the Sea of Galilee. They're not the educated and elite Pharisees, scribes and rabbis, the intellectuals, the very popular and well-respected, the who's who, as it were, living in Jerusalem. Now, let me make sure you also understand that fishermen like Peter and John, at the time and in this place, were not the poorest people either. Scholars tell us that the very wealthy at this time represented only about 1% of the population. Somewhere around 90% of the rest of this ancient people were peasants, very poor. But fishermen like these disciples were neither the 1% rich nor the 90% very poor. Peter and John would have been somewhere in between. Fish were an essential part of the Palestinian diet, and so hauling in your catch, preserving it, and transporting it for sale was providing a somewhat decent income. However, clearly when Jesus calls them and they follow him, they experience what we could call a big step downward in economic mobility. And if we peek into Luke's gospel, the fifth chapter at verse 10, we find that Peter and John were business partners. So their call and obedience to follow Christ affected two families and an entire business. Let me just read a part of Luke chapter 5 and verse 10. James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Remember, Simon is Peter. So we learn that John and his brother James, with their dad Zebedee, sharing a fishing business with Peter. But Jesus has a different calling in mind. And Jesus, the very Son of God, God in human flesh, comes walking along the seaside and says, using only two simple words, "Follow me." And they did. Jesus chose the unknown and the unlearned and made them his disciples. Peter and John grew to absolutely love and adore their Lord Jesus. These two men will learn everything they need to know from Christ. And here's what we are going to do. With me as your guide, let's walk along with Peter and John from this point in Matthew 4 and watch as Jesus builds confidence into their lives. I've chosen episodes in the Gospels when, together, Peter and John receive their confidence from Christ. But just before we end today, let me share with you an intriguing verse in the book of Acts, chapter 4. I'm reading now Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. I'll be getting into the larger context of this verse later, but for now, just hear what the text says about Peter, John, and Jesus. This is Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. When you have your Bible open, underline and circle confidence, Peter, John, uneducated and untrained, and this insightful phrase, having been with Jesus. What a verse. This tells us about the confidence Peter and John received having been with Jesus. God is our confidence, and he makes us confident through Christ. Notice how Acts 4:13 says these men were uneducated and untrained. In other words, their confidence did not come from their educational degrees and high social status. How did they get their confidence? Peter and John received it from having been with Jesus. And the same holds true for us. I suggest you keep Acts chapter 4 and verse 13 before you this week. Mark it in your Bible and think on it. Dwell on it as we meet together. And come back tomorrow as we continue to follow Peter, John, and Jesus and learn that God is our confidence. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.